There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
And here we are with the Regrettable Podcast. We're back. I almost wanted to not go Facebook Live. I have a reason for it. So I own like 5 shirts.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid to go and buy more because I'm like every day. I'm like, I'm going to lose the weight. You know, I have yeah. like 20 shirts if I lose 15 pounds. That's where I'm at right now.
I've been saying that for 10 years.
I know. I just need to bite the bullet and go buy fat guy. Like, and turn
sorry,
that
sorry.
I need to go buy fat guy attire, but I don't want to like accept that yet. So I've been working with what I got. This is the third Wednesday in a row I've worn this shirt.
Oh, you have like segmented like
I do. I do. Yeah. I wear pretty much the same. Like I have. I don't wear. I never wear the same shirt 2 days in a row. But I only have like 5 or 6 of them. Mm. So every week. And I've noticed. I was almost going to be like, I need to go home and change my shirt. If you look at all the past lives we've done, it's this same shirt every
it's
day.
It's hilarious. I was cleaning my truck out the other day, and I've gotten so many free t-shirts from working up here. That's like one of the benefits that they didn't tell me when I got hired up here is like, you're going to have like a whole new wardrobe. And I have like 6 t-shirts stuffed behind the seat of my truck, all brand new. I just need to take out and put into my closet, and I've like doubled my wardrobe.
I thought she was going to say he's going to use them as rags. He'll never wear them as a t-shirt.
No, maybe one or two.
Oh, okay.
I'm at a horrible place with shirts right now where an XL should fit me, but it doesn't, as in like my dumb gut stretches it out and I look really fat in an XL, but a double XL is it's past my crotch and it swallows me and I'm swimming in it. So I'm in that awkward stage where basically every time I put on a shirt, it's like, lose weight, idiot, like do it, you know, every time. So I have these athletic dry fit shirts cause they're the only ones that hang off my belly in like a decent way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So if you go back to all the lives, you're going to see this shirt 3 times in a row.
It's a blue shirt. I don't know that anybody would notice that. You know that, obviously.
I noted, yeah.
And I work with you every day, and I wouldn't have said that was the same blue shirt.
On every regrettable. Now I'm actually going to wear it every regrettable podcast.
That's awesome.
This is my regrettable shirt.
That's right. Yeah. But now I'm going to look at it and be like, I'll recognize that specific blue shirt. Do you have other blue shirts?
Yeah, but different colors.
Yeah. Like different shades.
There's one blue shirt that I have 2 of, and then there's a black shirt I have 2 of.
Nice.
So I really have more, but they're just plain
shirts.
So you
don't have to worry about them. Look, you know, like this shirt, you'll notice the graphic tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if you had to wear it 2 days in a row.
Right.
I would just wish, like I have the pants I'm wearing, I have 3 pairs of them. Same exact color. And I'm just like trying to work my way to the same thing every
the
day.
The same outfit every day.
If we could just get to that point.
I would
like
love,
in the future, you know.
I would love just a Mylar suit.
Yeah.
You open up the closet and it's
instant laced shoes.
Yeah. Clothes is the one thing I wish I didn't have to worry about. Sometimes I wonder, how do people have money to spend on clothes? But then I realize that's all they spend money on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
Yeah. And I kind of buy like those packs of plain t-shirts. And they're usually good. When I was working at Rawls, or when I was working at a furniture store, I had like I could just buy these packs of shirts. I was still kind of overweight then, but not as bad, and I could wear those. But now it's completely off. I have to buy special fat guy shirts. It stinks.
It's crazy how much we spend on clothing.
Yeah,
ultimately, even if you just buy the minimum.
Are crazy how much I should be spending and I don't. Like,
yeah,
it's not like my wife, she's a great person. She puts money aside for me to just go buy clothing. So I have this savings account. I don't even know how big it is, but for clothing, I'm just too lazy to go and do it. I would just come naked instead.
And we live in a place, unfortunately, where you have to drive an hour to get to the place.
I don't want to buy clothes at Walmart if I don't have to.
The average man's underwear is about 10 years old.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
The average underwear.
That's one thing. I got lots of onion.
I do too.
Onionware.
A whole drawer.
It smells like onions.
It smells like I got my onion balls. My garlic.
Fumunda cheese.
Yeah. My garlic taint. But
sorry. Yeah, I've had a bunch of underwear where like the butt just ripped out of
yeah.
recently, like all at once. So, I guess it's time to
that's a bad diet that week.
That's the underwear telling me like we're retiring.
Okay? Yeah. I think I got like 6 pairs of pants, maybe 5 shirts that fit me right now, and like 20 pairs of socks, 20 pairs of underwear. Like my onion 20 wear.
20 pairs of socks?
Dude, wow. Well, more than that. Easily more than that. Wow. I have a drawer that I almost can't close of 4 different styles, too. And because the moment I get a ripped sock, I throw it out. And the moment that I throw it out, I'm like, need to buy a pack of socks.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
And then I buy and one socks, and they come in like, 10 to a pack or something.
See, my wife and I, we only buy new socks when we go on vacation because it's easier to buy new socks than it is to like, we don't fold. I haven't folded a pair of socks in years.
Yeah.
And so instead of spending 3 hours going through the sock basket that we have, a whole laundry basket, dedicated to loose socks.
Right.
Instead of doing that, we'll just go to the store and buy some new ones.
Right.
And with COVID last year, we were not able to take a vacation. So I am like a year behind because I usually take 1 to 2 vacations, week-long vacations a year, you know? So I was always like in supply of fresh socks. COVID ruined that. All my socks are holy because of COVID, all right?
If your sock game isn't on point, it's one thing to like try and figure out what of the few shirts you have you're going to wear that day. That's I would rather deal with that than have to deal with finding socks in the morning.
Oh, man.
So like I have my sock game on lock. It's
the one thing you got going
it's
right
the
in your
one
life.
Thing, literally the one thing. Yeah. Mm. And then I have a lot of underwear and they're 3 different styles. And like all boxer briefs, I wear boxer briefs, but each 3 from each one is way different than the other. And some of them are like feel really good, but they're too tight on the thighs. And then other ones, like basically I got to revamp my underwear game. I got to get all of the same, because then now I'm like, you know, I'm favoring some and leaving others that, you know.
I know exactly what you mean. I've got a favorite group, like, which was 2 packages that Laura bought me.
Right.
That is the best underwear I've ever had, and I love that underwear, and I wear it as often as I have it.
Yeah.
Then I thought I was buying the exact same kind, but it's a little bit shorter in the leg, so just not as comfortable in the crotch area.
Right.
But same brand and everything, so I thought I was buying... So will kind of sit to the side until, you know, maybe laundry has run long.
Yeah.
So I'm delving into the lesser underwear.
Pretty much Thursday and Friday and all weekend, I'm delving into the lesser underwear. Yes. I run it out through the beginning of the week, and that's maybe why Thursday and Fridays are so stressful for me. Maybe I should.
His panties are literally in a wad.
Yeah, they're
dude.
In a wad.
What's
you
funny
get this ball of material that forms. You ever have that? Yeah. That you got to
a little nest.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So uncomfortable.
Like a rat living
like
in
somebody's
here.
Trying to stick their thumb the whole time. You know what I mean?
I am wearing a pair of underwear right now. I'm 100% serious about this, and I think about it every time I put them on. I don't know where they came from. They're like, because I buy the same style always,
right.
And like I have like matching. I have 3 types. All right, I have the one that's for the lady,
and
then I
like
have
the hearts.
Is it boxers? Yeah. Heart boxers? Come on,
it's
silk heart
or
boxers.
The tight to the boxer briefs.
No, not even boxer briefs. Like tighty whiteys, but not
ooh.
White.
They're
but they're like blue. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Cross.
No, they're assless. They're actually,
and they're edible.
Starting to smell really bad. So, but yes, I have this pair, and I don't know if it's yours. I keep meaning to show you. Like, I could show you right now, I guess. Just took my pants off right now.
Let's see them.
All right, but, let's see stand up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Let me see.
This is for Facebook, regrettable.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Not yours.
That's even weirder.
That's R, somehow. That's Rydell? Is that Rydell?
No, that's R. What is that?
Rawlings? Is that Rawlings?
I think it might be Rawlings.
Maybe Rawlings?
That's a good pair.
It looks like a good pair. Is it comfortable?
They're too loose.
Oh, okay.
They're really
okay.
Like, they're more
I don't like that.
Boxers as opposed to briefs. Yeah, I still like, I like support.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And again, I have no idea where they came from. And they sat in my, in the drawer where all the underwear and like Caitlin's bras and stuff go. They sat in there forever. And I just never wore them because I was like, I was suspicious of them. Yeah. And what am I going to catch, you know, the first time I put these on? But then it was like one day that that I had none. We forgot to do laundry. It was like a Monday. Forgot to do laundry over the weekend, and I just had to. And
they became yours,
and they became mine. But still, to this day, every time I put them on, I tell myself I don't know where they came from.
Well, you're living in another man's skin.
You know, you kind of like dress to, or you feel a certain way when mm-hmm. you dress a certain way, and I always feel like a crack whore
when you use those.
When I use those, every like. Just picking them up off the floor.
Yeah, that's the weird part. Definitely not mine. So where in the world did they come? Probably some rogue camping trip. Probably.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. 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 You know.
That's all right.
I can see how draws get up. You know, if you especially if you're sharing a tent with people. Right. Yeah.
And if you wash them and they've been sitting there clean, it's a perfect pair of drawers. Yeah, I'll throw them on.
They've aired out.
Yeah. I mean, people sell them at yard sales.
They do.
You know, we saw those. We went to the Salvation Army store to get a Halloween get up. Together, and they had a pair of tidy whities there, and I had to show you, like, it was skid marks all through it.
Yeah, it looked like somebody threw a pizza on top of it. Upturned a pizza onto it. It was like that grease.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like $6.25.
Yeah.
for them. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
but I put these on like I've been off all day, and it's because of these.
Yeah, this underwear. It will happen. I have three. Like I said, I have three different styles. It's basically three tiers. I got the good stuff where I'm feeling good. Then I got the next ones like I said, they're a little tapered or something. Like they're a little too tight on the legs, but they're fine everywhere else. Then I got these like. Army issue, like just like you know, government provided
that
they're loose in the wrong places, tight in the wrong places. Like it's you know, I'm like wearing a jumpsuit or something, they're and that throws underwear. Me off. Yeah, exactly. Size one size fits all. Yeah. You know, so I've got these army issue ones that put me off when I have them on. So, and then I got a bunch of different styles of socks. I got long black ones, then short black ones, and then I got like some kind of mids, you know? I don't like the mids, but I wear the mids when I need.
I keep looking over there. I see like coworkers carrying around tumblers when I'm not used to seeing them carry around tumblers. So I assume it's filled with alcohol.
Absolutely.
Yeah, might as well. One of those days. It's just a good assumption all around, no matter where you work.
They figure it was podcast day for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, we're here, man. Lots of stuff going on with the podcast.
Besides my underwear.
Besides Patrick's underwear and mine. Yeah. You know, and my shirts. That's right. I started with my lack of shirts. So I promise either I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to bite the bullet and go to the fat guy store and just get a bunch.
It's funny. At this age, like wearing, like I feel you. Like it's, I try to wear, I used to be a great large. I can fit in a large great. And then just these last, COVID happened. Yeah. COVID. You know?
And this job.
Yeah, and this job.
It's like sedentary job.
I didn't have a chair at my last job.
Right.
You know, now I'm like paid to sit down all day long.
Right.
But I know, like I have one shirt that somebody gave me I put on recently. It was the 2XL. And I felt like I was a kid again, like a poor kid whose parents buy him clothes to like. Well, we know you're growing, so you eventually grow. You know, you buy the double XL when they're 7 years old. So by the time they're 17, they fit in it perfectly.
Right, you know? Right. And I cannot sit there and buy clothes that I hope I'm going to fit into in the future.
No, don't ever do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've just been hanging on, dude. Yeah. I'm literally like, I'm on my last rope. That's why I've been trying to work out this week. It's literally, Ashley made a comment last week. She was like, do you wear the same shirts every week? I'm like, yeah, I do. It's the same shirts every week. Nearly, you know, and
that's
so
unfair
I need to change
for a woman
that.
To ask a dude.
I know.
Like societal pressures are on you to dress up is to not ever wear the same thing. That's like Caitlyn's thing. She's like, well, I wore this once. I can't wear it again.
Right.
right.
She brought me back to high school. It was like, your shoes are dirty. Your clothes are bummy. Your hair's all messed up. You know, and I'm sitting there like, you know.
Didn't have no comeback.
I had no comebacks.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. Caitlin, she's really got it figured out where she only wears the same thing twice, like after 2 months.
Oh, I got it.
She's like on a 2 month cycle or something.
That's
that's where we share a closet, and mine is like a foot, like I got like a foot of it, and then the other like 8 feet all hers.
Oh, yeah. I feel that pain, brother.
Yeah. You're feeling good. If you like, dude, I wish I could dress like that. Like you've had a pair of basketball shoes for like 3 years, and it looks like you just bought them.
Yeah.
Man, that's nice. I imagine that's pretty nice.
I have a pair like that. I've only worn them twice.
Right.
And only on city
Special
streets.
Special occasion, city streets.
We were on, it was a date with my wife, so both of them.
Yeah.
Was out looking fly. So, but yeah, I've got a pair. She actually bought those, went online, waited, you know, hit the refresh button and boom, actually scored me a pair.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a wife that doesn't mind shopping. Mine hates it.
Really?
She
right.
just does not do it. Like, you know, she would rather us like starve, rather us use like pine cones as toilet paper than to actually
you basically
go shopping.
Do. That's yeah. I went there recently, used the bathroom. It was awful. What are you doing with that toilet paper?
She's watching on Facebook.
No. Oh, hi, Kaylin. That was like... you know, like that thin roll of brown paper towels in bathrooms? That's what it felt like.
Yes.
Well, I don't know because I do all of my number two duty here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's very good toilet paper.
Yes.
Here.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's gotten better since we've had new cleaning people.
Oh, yeah.
It was
shout out. You know who you are.
Yeah. You know who you is. You know who you be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, lots of changes to the clothes game I need to make, but. You know, it's like I got to call. It's an option. I either lose a little weight to fit the stuff that I already have and get some new stuff now that I'm feeling good, looking good.
Or just get fatter and
move up to the double XL. Yeah, that's my options right now.
I think you took the right, made the right choice.
I think so, we'll see. That's right. We'll see.
You don't have faith you're going to keep it up.
I can have faith, but I know myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like failure is an option.
Well,
always is an option.
Failure is an option, but let's take this job, for example. Now you fight harder than you may have for any other thing because you have all these things. Now maybe you see your health and you may this time or next time, may not be this time, but next time, you fight harder than ever before and you actually succeed. And then, you know.
Maybe. I mean, I could do a job fat. I could do this job fat.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah, this would be easy.
You know, like last night I had to just stop myself from stopping and getting somewhere, something fast to eat. I was terribly hungry after coming back last night. It was like 10:30. I wasn't about to cook what I had ready to cook, and I was very hungry, and I just went to bed hungry. Yeah. So I feel good about that. Yeah. You know, I felt good, but it was took everything in my power not to just be like, whatever, let's just lean into it. Fat guy, let's do it. Like, let's go full out because I've been this half fat guy for a while now and I need to like make, I need to choose. I'm straddling on a fence and I either need to get fit enough to jump off the fence or heavy enough to fall the other side. You know, like Humpty Dumpty.
Oh yeah. And I, again, something in your determination the past 2 days.
You know, but let me just say, I mean, I saw it falter a little bit yesterday. Was it yesterday or Monday when I was just like, well, hey, bro, you want? I got a bunch of wood I got to split up, you know, for the winter.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good workout. And you're like, no, it's not.
Horrible. Horrible workout.
I'm like, Mr. Massey, I'm not talking about squats or jumping jacks. I'm talking about working for a living, okay?
I got gas fireplace hands.
Yeah. And I tell you, I felt...
Let me throw my shoulder out. It's all buys and tries. Right. There's no core. There's no...
I did it back in the winter after the week-long snowstorm because I like ran out of wood.
Right.
I need to... For 2 hours, I split wood. And dude, I was like Arnold Schwarzenegger the next day.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
After a workout.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they used the sledgehammer on the... on the big tire.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, and then you flip the tire every once in a while.
Yeah, you flip the tire too, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a level of workout, I guess. But
there is.
It's not going to be a super overall.
It's not a fat-burning workout by any means. Mm. So that's all I'm worried about right now.
Building your arm cores.
Yeah, you got some arm cores going with it.
Any muscle
more shoulder cores.
Any muscle building is...
Will convert fat to...
Burns fat faster. Yep.
So. That's for sure. I sweated my ass off. Because it's not just the split, and you got to then load it up in a wheelbarrow, and then you got to take it where it's supposed to go. You got to take the wood to the cutting stump, you know, at first.
Right.
So said, just help me is all I'm asking.
Yeah, hey, I'll help you. Don't try and pass it off as the don't patronize me saying, hey, since this is a workout turkey, come and help.
You know what else? Weed eating. All right. Yeah, that's good. Get you in shape. So you can
swing. There's your core.
Yeah.
Yeah. Washing dishes. Dishes. Help you.
That's a choice you've made. Yeah.
Digging more holes at our grandfather's house.
That's one of the motivations. I was like, I just want to be able to dig a hole.
There you go.
Like without feeling like absolute garbage afterwards.
I love it. You can't even dig your own hole.
I can't even dig my own hole. Like if I wanted to dig my own grave, I couldn't even do it.
Force you to? Yeah, like by gunpoint, dig your own, you know, like good and the bad and the ugly style.
Just kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anything,
you'll
have
to do it.
Are you cool with a shallow grave? Because I am.
If anything, I'd dig it and then die into it immediately. Like it'd be perfect.
Save him a bullet.
Yeah, yeah. Not worth the bullet. But yeah, If
we, it's a regrettable podcast.
Regrettable podcast. Let's go ahead and start it up.
Yeah. I love that.
I just knew. I looked at this shirt this morning and I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to. It's prep. That's right.
Does it still have, you have holes in the armpits?
No.
I'm getting too excited on it.
But yeah, we got some big stuff coming up. I don't believe we were able to talk about it last podcast because I did it after. Yeah. So
we were it's going to happen.
Yeah. And now it's for sure. Yeah,
we've been saying that forever. But listeners are like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like making it up.
It's for sure. August 28th. This is going to release on the 6th. So you got time. August 28th is a Saturday. We're doing the Regrettable Cruise. It's happening on the Tiki Boat in Broken Bow.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an 18 plus cruise. We're super excited. We're going to do it live from the boat with an audience and the whole deal. So
you can buy tickets
excited.
Right now.
You can buy tickets right now.
It's almost sold out though. So
unless you're listening to this after August 28th, 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. Then look at our next ones because we might turn it into a monthly thing if it turns good. So super excited for that. It's the Regrettable Cruise. You can go to BrokenTiki.com, find you some tickets. You can go to our Facebook page and check that out. And this whole thing is brought to you by the only person making it possible is Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen. So thank you so much. If you need some legal troubles, 870-642-4462.
Actually, licensed. If you want to get out of those.
Yeah, legal, if you want legal trouble.
call somebody else if that's you want legal troubles, because then Laura will probably be on the other guy's side.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. No. They're licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. So check it out. Laura Lindley, downtown Dequeen on the north side of the courthouse, 870-642-4462. She makes the whole thing possible. We're going out onto the Tiki Boat.
Yeah.
We even are looking at doing some speakeasy stuff like hosting Hocha Town, our sister podcast is doing. Speakeasy, obviously brought to you by Mountain Fork Brewery and Hocha Town Distilling Company. We went there last night, actually.
Recorded hosting Hocha Town.
Yeah. Last night, considering we were recording this on Wednesday, we recorded our own episode of hosting Hocha Town. So definitely go if you like Regrettable and you haven't crossed over to that one yet, go check that one out, and that might get you in the right mood.
It's a great crossover.
It's a great
episode.
So we had a lot of fun, and we went out to the speakeasy for reals and had the spirits.
Did I oversell it, or was it? Everything
no.
it should have.
No, that's everything I wanted.
You were pretty subtle about it.
Okay,
actually.
Good.
Yeah.
It was very nice. Yeah. So, just kind of seeing the process of remote podcasting, it's definitely doable. It's definitely easy. So,
SBM was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Too.
SBM,
Shiloh Brockmartin.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You did that the last time, and I could not put the acronym together. I'm sorry. I'll get that. SBM, Shiloh Brockmartin. He's fun. Yeah. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah. You definitely can imagine hearing him on Regrettable soon enough.
So he was killing me.
He was good.
Yeah.
He was very, very good. So shout out to him. He's the co-host of Hosting Hocha Town. So go and listen to that Hosting Hocha Town episode if you haven't given it a try yet. That'd be a good introduction if you like this one. And maybe cross over. You get to hear Shiloh. He's a very funny guy. You get to hear all of us basically just chopping it up about Hocha Town that we've talked about 100 times on this podcast by now. So we're taking the Broken Tiki Cruise on Broken Bow Lake. Like,
it's a dream come true.
It's absolutely.
And to happen in the 30th something episode versus happening 230 episodes, you know what I mean? Where we've been doing it and it's established, but this is big time.
I
no longer have to see that thing go by just like peasants on the shore. Now we're actually like the main attraction to it. And it's selling out quick.
It's selling too.
And I love the whole idea of the captive audience, you know? We're going to show a really good time, and those who aren't having a good time, what are you going to do, swim to shore?
Yeah. I mean, we'll lock them in the brig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have a brig?
No brig.
Okay. Right.
Looks like it has a bathroom. Just have somebody hold the...
Tie them to the roof.
Yeah. Let's drag them from behind. So.
No,
most people aren't good swimmers, so like I said, they're kind of going to be stuck on there, you know, and it's happening.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So August 28th, very excited for that live show. And we're looking to take this thing live as often as possible.
It's very much BYOJ, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's bring your own Jordan.
Jankum.
Jankum. There you go. Bring your own Jankum.
We don't have enough.
Yeah. That's almost three men can produce what three men can get high off of.
Yeah. That's true.
So bring your own Jankum. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. Live podcast. We're looking at taking it live elsewhere as well. So we'll keep everybody updated on that. If you're in the listening area, just visit our Facebook page. Check out all that crap.
Seems like it starts snowballing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The possibilities are like, oh, yeah, we could do this. You could go here. You could do that. You know, so
I think the crossover is going to be really big.
I think so,
you
know, too.
And that was neat to actually be interviewed for a podcast, mm-hmm. to be like the guest.
Yes.
As opposed to the opposite of that. So that was really interesting.
And y'all were great guests, by the way.
By the way, Chronicles, never going to happen. There it is.
They lucky they even got a shout out on this. I'm just saying.
They're still around?
Okay. We're just throwing shade at you.
Yeah.
You know, we'll hear it back, hopefully. But absolutely. They threw shade on Jay Lindley one episode. I heard it. So.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they were trying to blame like their own technical ineptitude on... us.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I've never had a problem with this studio, and I've been here 10 years.
Yeah. Pretty simple board.
Yeah. It's all labeled.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was the colored lights that.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trey doesn't like Christmas. So
sensory overload.
Scared. Yeah.
Too much red and green.
Yeah.
There's a lot of red and green on this board. But yeah, I think we have some addendums, some errata, some Eric Estradas.
Eric Estradas, no way.
Erotica.
We got some erotica.
Yeah, just a few things that I kind of wanted to, because I have a journalistic background, and it is incumbent that many times I've had to eat crow when I said or wrote things that were wrong, and I'm regrettable podcast deserves no different or no less than that. So we had Greg Rebels.
Rebels of podcast.
I think I kept saying rebels in it, but it is rebels. In any case, we had him as a guest because you were in the Caribbean, partying it up down there. So we had
Bermuda Triangle, baby.
That's right. Yeah. We had GR come and fill in.
GR.
And we got off on a few things here. And one thing I really want to mention is I guess Mary Todd maybe is not from Locksburg, not from like a town that's close to where we live.
Yeah.
But there is also a conspiracy that says that maybe she is. But supposedly a bunch of her family and someone named Aunt Kit, who was not her aunt, it was like a cousin, but Aunt Kit was from there. But yeah, I kind of delved into this because I was like, I should really double check this, you know, after I said it.
He said Mary Todd Lincoln, by the way, is from Locksburg.
Yeah. Old Lincoln's wife.
Old Lincoln's wife.
And man, this is deep. It's a deep mystery. Like, there's some people who say that she is, other people that's not. And then there's people like in Kentucky where she's like actually, like where the wiki says that she's born, you know, that
she
like
ain't from here,
that are showing like a plaque being like, nah, she ain't from there, she's from here. She's from Kentucky. Any case,
a plaque.
Sorry. yeah
Sorry. I'll cut that out.
The one thing, so maybe she's from Locksburg, maybe she's not. The one thing I think we can all agree on, because I learned more about Mary Todd in the last few days than I have anybody should ever rightfully ever know about her, but one thing for sure, she was fugly. Just absolutely. Yes. I mean, you made a good point. I told you that yesterday, and you're like, Abraham Lincoln, he's tall and he's the president. Okay, yeah. He deserves someone like Keira Knightley, all right, to be married to.
He could have gotten Cardi B.
Yeah, this looked like they put lipstick on a pig, literally. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can talk about people bad about people from the 1860s
that were around.
Long since dead. Yeah.
Sure. He didn't even like her.
No,
I read
was,
a little.
Yeah, he was feeling for the pig.
Yeah, he was like, you know, trying to build, I guess, cred for himself.
Yeah.
You know, you ever like a handsome guy that like maybe is with a kind of a comely wife, you know, and you kind of think, well, he's probably like a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
He's probably pretty honest.
His integrity.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, she was really ugly. And like I said, just look the pictures up and,
shots fired at Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah, wow, what's up with that?
The headline, Patrick destroys Mary Todd Lincoln.
She could have taken a bullet.
That better be at the bullet points for this.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm surprised old John Wilkes Booth wasn't like, nah, shoot you instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's had enough troubles. All right. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Put her down, get some bacon.
Yeah. So there's that.
I like if you go to Locksburg and ask people, they're like, No, they don't want to talk about it. It's like they're talking about the Blair Witch or something. Yeah. It's some old mystery.
The one who married the guy who came down here and like destroyed the South. Yeah, no, yeah. We don't want nothing to do with that.
Ah, but, okay.
Yeah,
that guy. Okay.
Yeah, it was some bad blood
erased
there.
From history.
That's right.
But
that's
Aunt Kit is from here.
Yeah. Yep.
She did
some
marry
Todd's.
Them.
There's some Todd homies back over still around there. A second errata that I wanted to mention is I think it was I couldn't think of the one that was whose car broke down into Queen and then they took her picture and put it up in the museum here, you know? Yeah, that's the thing. They have like a whole section of people who just like wandered through to Queen, like famous people who like accidentally were here and had their picture taken or a painting taken. And
like a candid photo.
Yeah, right.
They immediately punched the photographer afterwards.
Yeah, and now it's like a whole special section of our museum. It's like, I love our museum. I said it in that one. I'm going to say it again. Appreciate everything that they do. But it was actually Rue McClanahan, not Debbie Reynolds, I think. And if anyone doesn't remember Rue McClanahan, you've probably seen Golden Girls. She was the hoey one.
Yeah.
In Golden Girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fast one, which is. Yeah.
Oh. Ah, come on. Come on. You would have tapped it.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I'm desperate.
I mean, she ain't no B. Arthur.
Right? Yeah.
But
she'll show you something.
Yeah.
She will show you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teach you a lesson.
That's right.
So, that's it, I guess.
No, there was more. You're wrong about a lot of things. What else?
So it's just a lot of like half facts. Like I remember telling him, or I was talking about the exhaust from diesels, and I said nitrous oxide, and I knew immediately afterward, no, nitrogen oxide. Okay, so just NOx. So sorry, everyone.
Not NOS.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You also talked over Greg
a lot. Chemistry. I talked a lot over Greg. So did you.
He'll never come back.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I mean, I feel bad. Like, invite you to come talk on it. And then we just shut you down.
Yeah. It's like we invite you to play a game that we're both masters of and we just destroy you and feel better afterwards.
Yeah. But that's it. So I have some other notes here. Found out my wife is a positive, O positive. Blood carrier.
Was that the real common or the real negative one?
That's the real common one. One that it makes you a universal donor. So cool.
Yeah.
Like I've been like, I knew there was something I married her for, and it's before her. Yeah, that's what her doctor told her yesterday.
Yeah, so that she can give her organs up when somebody needs it. Most people get to hide behind the fact that it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm A positive. Yeah. I can't give you one of my organs. Now she's like,
Everybody
wants it.
Yeah, slice her open and take what you would.
Yeah,
take what
don't
you
save
will.
Her life because she's going to save so many others' lives.
Yeah, the doctor loves
for
it.
Me.
Yeah,
I got like a free blood supply at the
that's
house.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, doctor, of course, is like, oh, that's the best
organ
one you can
donor.
Have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, hey, man, I'm not donating nothing.
Only if I could say who gets my organs.
Are you really not an organ donor?
No, I'm an organ donor.
Okay.
But that's when they're dead. Don't care.
Take
my useless organs. When I'm alive, though,
dog food. I don't care.
I want to be the guy that they come to and be like, and I'll be like, I'll get the test, and then I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you want to go on life support?
No.
What about resuscitation? DNRs? Do you want to be resuscitated?
If there's a chance for me, if it's clear that I'm just going to be a veggie, you know, just.
Let him
chunk
go.
Me in the garbage. Yeah. I don't care.
Just pull the plug.
But you don't want to be like Terry Schiavo?
No, I don't want to be Terry Schiavo. No.
What's Terry Schiavo?
In the early 2000s, that's ancient. That's like ancient stuff now, you know. But that was a huge story for weeks where she was on, she like fell into a coma. Something happened. She was on life support for a really, really long time.
Gotcha.
And her husband wanted to end it. Like, he couldn't afford it anymore. And he like wanted to move on with his life. And the doctors were like, there's like a 0.001% chance she'll ever.
But her
like
parents fought or something?
But her parents, they hated him, I think. Yeah. And they just wanted to keep her alive despite him, you know. That's
She never came out of it.
That's either. A 60 Minutes
Can
story,
you divorce somebody in a coma?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, you kind of fake
that. Can you look at yourself in the mirror, though?
Oh, yeah.
You think that'd be the worst thing he's ever done?
Like, if somebody's coming at you with their cancer diagnosis, quickly break up with them as quick as you can before that.
Oh, my goodness.
They finally
I have something to talk
off,
to you about.
Right?
So do I. I don't know how all that shook out in the
maybe
end.
Maybe she just passed away.
I think she passed away.
But it was like literally if they had like if they just flicked the switch on the machine, she'd have been dead. Like, what? It was no quality of life there at all. She was not responding. She was just out. It was just costing them $12,000 a day or something.
I want to be the least burden. I do not want a burden on a hospital. I don't want to take up a hospital bed. So if I'm comaed out or whatever it is, no life support, no none of that. Take me off of that.
Yeah.
And especially when I'm dead, don't make a big to-do. Like as easy as possible. Like if America allowed you to just, you know, throw me out with the garbage of that week, that'd be fine by me. Mm. I would be totally cool. You guys have a little private ceremony and say goodbyes, and as you watch me get compacted.
<That's> we don't need to like wash your feet or watch over your body for 48 hours.
You can go to like one of those super like, you know, you can go to one of those like really cheap cremation places where they just burn dogs and homeless people and just throw me in that.
Incinerate.
I'm totally fine.
So there's
that.
Like a wildlife refuge around here, just like chuck you to the gators.
Yeah.
And you're like giving back to nature.
Yeah, that's right. So take my organs.
There's got to be a hog farm around here somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, yeah, just disappear me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bones and all.
Yep.
I'm fine with all that.
Well, speaking of taking life, Caitlin and I, my wife and I, are bringing life into this world. It was pretty exciting. Had the second big doctor's appointment yesterday. Got to hear the heartbeat. Pretty sure it's a girl. You've had the feeling. I've had the feeling. Caitlin's had the feeling. Everybody's had the feeling. And then they do the heartbeat, and it's like right in girl range, I guess. Girls are, you know, they're more frantic.
Higher.
High maintenance. Irrational. So, yeah, absolutely. So they're like hearts beating so much more than like a chill dude. Yeah. You know, so... I'm going to be broke well into the future.
Yes.
I'm declaring bankruptcy right now.
I bet you a girl's easier to start off with. Harder later.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that, do you think that's, because like boys are destructive. They destroy everything.
Yeah, I mean.
But probably more chill later on. And girls get
emotional and moody quickly though.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys do these days too though.
That's true. My boys ain't moody. They're emotional. Like, don't get me wrong.
Good role model, you know. I have a friend.
You'll be a good role model too.
I hope so. I have a friend whose profile picture is the Hulk, and he is anything but. And his kids are
anything but.
Just
anything but awesome.
Don't you trash my friend's kids, but you should get some new ones. Okay.
Trade them in for some ones that work.
Yeah, or not have kids, you know. Yeah, yeah. Let a real man raise those boys. Yeah, yeah.
I do feel firmly that children want structure.
Yeah.
So if you give them nice rules and then you allow them to break them, it's chaos for them.
Yeah.
So you give them appropriate rules. Don't be too hard on the kids, obviously.
Right, right.
Give them appropriate rules and then stick to those rules. And if they break them, then you punish them appropriately. Yeah. Don't beat them down every time they do something a little wrong, you know.
Sure. I ain't having no evil kid.
Exactly. Like, then you won't. That's what I think. And I think
I hope so. I read you could sniff out a Hitler?
Absolutely.
I could. I would hope so.
I was blessed with the discernment of telling what kind of people are.
Hey, you got Hitler or Hanks.
My kid's 45 years old and decides he wants to be the next Hitler. He better not think he's too old for me not to come and put him over my knee and spank
that's
the
all
Jesus
Hitler
back
needed,
into him.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. If Hitler his mom had come down, like, grab him by the ear.
Yeah.
Snatch him.
Was das? Yeah.
You little sheep.
We are going home, Adolf.
But mommy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to pay.
But mommy,
no,
the Third Reich.
Pro-domination.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let's hope you don't have the next, Hitler.
Yeah.
If anything, if the world ends, I hope you have a next, like, Grog the Barbarian or something. Yeah. I want your kid to be wearing, like, the skins of his enemies
and
stuff.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and he will.
I could see that. Yeah. See, I would way see that extreme little pouty baby kids. I don't care which kind you have.
I would just ask, please bring death swiftly to you and with mercy to your enemies. All right, exactly. Don't drag these things out. Exactly. You know,
I won't unless they deserve it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is the apocalypse.
In The Office, when Michael Scott had to fire somebody and he like just drew it out, and they, the camera crew asked him, like, you ever gone hunting? He's like, yeah, I went hunting once and I shot the deer in the leg. And it, like, suffered for, like, 2 days before it finally died.
I do remember that. It's funny. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see how the whole dad thing turns out. The uncle. The pressure's on me, to be honest. I get all the pressure.
Forget the parenting. That's nothing. No.
I'm literally, it's all fallen on me.
Yeah. I mean, because you have the ability to be that cool uncle.
Yeah. I never had an uncle. So I wouldn't mind, like, you know.
My Uncle Cordell was that cool uncle. My Uncle Grady still to this
I
wanna day.
Be I'm gonna have to change my name. I'm gonna have to. I can't be Uncle know. Tyler.
Yeah, Uncle Ty. Because then you'd be cool enough to be Ty.
Yeah, just a uncle one Ty. Kid.
Uncle I want you to be the uncle from Signs. You know,
yeah.
Like if the aliens ever. Well, you're like for one, you're like the little league home run
right.
Record holder. You know, yeah. I would appreciate that mm-hmm. if you could figure that one
I'll,
out.
I'll get it done.
All right, yeah. And then like when aliens invade, you know, I'm like distracting one, and then you like beat it in the head with a baseball bat.
Right, right.
Yeah, that'd
like
be
you
awesome.
Got your kids to worry about. I'll be there to like. All right, you worry about the kids.
Yeah.
I will take, you know, I'll be probably sacrificed for the great, greater good of the family. This is my dreams of being an uncle. It's like stepping yeah. in, jumping in front of the bullet, you know?
Yeah. And who knows? Like, we have like Delta COVID going on, you know, Gamma coming up next. So,
yeah.
Yeah. The world could still end any second.
Of course, so,
yeah.
of course. So, but I'm ready. I'm ready for unclehood. It's going to be tough, man, but, you know, we'll yeah. get there. I never want a child. I'll tell you that. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Never say never.
I mean, just did.
I know that now. Like I used to say that, and that's why I was kind of like a terrible human in the grand scheme of things. I didn't recycle. I didn't sort my plastic from the rest of my trash. I've always driven vehicles that are like terribly inefficient when it comes to fuel consumption. But I was always like, but I'm not having a kid, so yeah. I can kind of get away doing whatever I want, you know. And now I have to like actually start sorting through my trash and buy a Prius, I guess.
Yeah,
and because yeah, now I'm bringing a my footprint is about to get a whole lot bigger.
Yeah, yeah. A kid doesn't have like the scruff on the back of the neck that a cat does. I can't just pick it up and yell at it or anything. So I just don't think I'm gonna be. I don't think I'd be a good dad. Mm. I think I'd be a good uncle, but not a good dad.
I read an article in the doctor's office yesterday because it was like, it was, of course, you wait in the big waiting room for 30 minutes and then they put you in the little waiting room and you wait 45 minutes so the doctor can come in for 5 minutes to say everything's fine and then you're out of there. And
right.
At charge, I don't know how much, but any case, well, that's besides the point. But I was reading an article in there and it was all like how to teach your kids wokeness and also how to teach them to be a nice person. And the thing that really struck me is like when all things have failed and your kid is not nice, just tell them that they're nice and they right. will eventually become nice. And I was like,
no way.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to read this anymore.
Yeah.
This is teach yeah. wokeness. That's interesting.
Yeah. It said, they said kids can understand their privilege in life as early as 3 years old. And I don't know. I kind of see, I guess. And
so a kid comes by and opens up his cubby hole in kindergarten and somebody's like, you know, check your privilege.
Yeah.
They do that.
They absolutely suggest make sure that they check their privilege every time that, you know, they're being privileged by it.
He takes the good little spot during story time and he's like, I'm sorry, it's my toxic male lazy, you know, my male
masculinity.
Whiteness. Yeah, yeah, it's my toxic male yeah. whiteness is, you know, kids is walking around all woke.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
like they're still eating their boogers. Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah exactly.
It's, yeah. I don't know. It's probably a little more complicated than that.
I bet. Yeah. Definitely no need to teach your kid wokeness. Just be a good person,
just
and
be
your
a good
kid,
person,
your
yeah.
kid will follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow suit, or it won't, and then get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trade it in.
Trade it in for one that works.
Yeah. I did that a couple of times. I just don't tell nobody until I got a good one.
What about the whole thing where you might not even get your baby? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You market.
You have to market.
Yeah.
You get mixed up in the incubation place or whatever. And
in the days before the DNA testing, I could see how that would be.
Are you going to DNA? Did you DNA test all you kids?
Huh?
Did you DNA test all you kids?
Well, I mean, not actually. Now that I think about
so
it.
You
no.
don't know.
I don't know.
You might have walked away with, That's you know, funny. Demetrius.
That's true.
And not Jay Jr.
Now, Jackson, don't look much like me now that you yeah. say that.
No wrongdoing on anybody else's part but the hospital.
Exactly.
You know, just, oops, grab the wrong cart, yep. you know.
Mm.
But watch out for that.
Switch to birth.
Watch out.
Yeah.
It's a made-for-TV movie right there.
You might get a serial killer, baby.
I'm a little more worried about. And it's like now my house being full up of, like, cheap plastic toys
yeah.
and stuff. Like, things that I've seen forever. And it's like, I'm glad I don't have to spend my money on that. Now like, I kind of do, you know. Things that they only use for, like, 2 weeks until they're too big. And then... one thing for sure, though, is we were at our sister after the doctor's appointment yesterday. We stopped at his sister-in-law's house for just a few minutes, and she had like a baby show going on where they just like it was just really creepy. It's just like little cartoon babies, and they're like singing and talking about how to I don't know, like be good and stuff. It was just really weird. It was really weird and creepy. And I don't think the baby knows what it's looking at that early of an age. I don't even think it matters. Like, I am not putting that crap on. Like, no. It's going to be Predator, all right? It's going to be the most kid-friendly movie that they get to watch when
it could be hardcore porn and the kid wouldn't real, know.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. That it might...
You think they just grow up with like a general depravity after a while of?
No, I probably would. I don't want that going in the background. All right, but I think you can. You don't have to. Man, I just wish like I knew how to animate something because these kid shows are ridiculous. Like people making a fortune off this crap, you know, and it's just the most simple, inane. You know,
backyard agains.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm depressed. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm gonna stop talking.
You buy those CDs that people got all angry about? Like there was like kids CDs, kids songs and stuff that like people had subtly slipped some swear words and other stuff into. I remember there was one that was like, you can listen to it. You can see it on YouTube. It's like, ladybug, ladybug, everyone will die. And it's just like, you're not listening and it sounds like, okay, it's a kid's song, but you like really listen and it's... It's all just terrible, horrible stuff. Yeah. The house is on fire or something. Maybe it was fake.
Like SpongeBob. That'd be great for a kid.
Yeah. So maybe a little scary.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be a little scary.
All right. Be scared a little bit and get over it. Right.
Tell us, regrettable, what do you, JTP@gmail.com, what do you give your kids for entertainment? Your babies. Yeah. How do you entertain your babies?
I mean, it could totally change. It's like the sister-in-law was saying. It's like it really just distracts them. You know, because I was like, why are you playing this? You know, I was like being an ass about it. And she's like, well, it works. It distracts them. Like, you know, I can say right now I'm not going to do that. But the first time I'm just like, I need a second to myself. I'll put on Blue's Clues or whatever is playing nowadays. And the kid's addicted to it. And I'm just like, fine. That's your thing.
Yeah. That's how it starts. Here comes the iPad.
Yeah.
Here comes everything else. Yeah. The phone at five.
Over.
I'm a human. I will find the path of least resistance. Yeah. So
join everybody else. Just strap your kid in at the, instead of letting him walk with you and behave, you just strap him in at the shopping cart. Yeah. You know, I've seen people do that.
With an iPad in front of them.
Yep. Right. iPad strapped into that baby seat in the shopping cart. And they're old enough to like walk and follow. It's like, I'm not even going to trust you. You know, I'm just going to tie you up to a shopping cart and walk you through the whole place.
Did you see the meme where there's a very large child sitting in the front of the cart? And I think one of the locals posted it and basically it said, now we know why all the shopping carts front alignment is off.
Oh, yeah.
And there should be a weight limit on those.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Especially if you're going to put groceries in it.
I recently just filled up a shopping cart full of groceries, got up to the front, realized I didn't have money to pay for it and just left it.
Yeah. Now you can't go back, right?
Yeah. And they're like, "What?" I was like, I don't have money to pay for this. It's like, okay. Like, you guys will put it back, right? Just left. I'm exiled now. Can't go back.
Yeah, no, that's
to go out of town.
The Tiger King Zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, to feed the workers there.
That's right. There was, like, frozen pizzas and, like, you can't put
it back. Because they don't know. You might have been walking around the store for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know? They can't put that frozen pizza back. It's got salmonella now.
That's right. And COVID.
Yeah.
Who knows what I did
COVID
to that thing.
Salmonella. Yeah.
And jug herpes. Of milk. Jug of milk in it.
Yeah.
Oy. Yeah, anyway. All right, and looks like we have a question from a listener.
All right.
So you guys want to hop right into that?
Let's do it.
This question is brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Okay.
Finest attorney in the area.
Yeah, that's right. All right, think I messed up by asking my girlfriend to stop talking about her late boyfriend.
That's late means dead, right?
Late means dead, deceased, dead.
Goner.
Yeah, he's a goner. Her college boyfriend.
I hate this one already.
Yeah. Her college boyfriend passed away in an accident 5 years ago. I understand that he will always be a part of her life.
Wait a minute. 5 years ago? How old are they?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You may get to that.
Like almost 30.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Always, she will always love him. Her grief and trauma and how she dealt with losing her boyfriend is a part of who she is as a person. You've been listening to this too much. Ooh. By the way, you cannot top a dead boyfriend.
Flags.
They were taken at the prime.
Yep. Yeah. Oh,
there
yeah.
was no bad breakup or anything. That's so right. She's
like Kurt Cobain.
Right.
He will never not be one of the greats, spoken right. about as one of the greats, because yeah. he passed away in his prime. He
never
passed.
Had a chance to be a bastard.
Yes, that's right. The problem is that she brings him into our relationship every time I make a mistake or she gets hurt. She always brings up how he used to treat her and how I should try and be more like him.
You know, my dead boyfriend used to do the dishes every night.
Well, he's dead for a reason. Okay, that's how
dish soap poisoning.
Yeah. That's right. I would just snap. I wouldn't take one of those. I'd listen to, because first of all, that's probably like third, fourth date. You know, it's 1 or 2 in the morning and you're having those like open heart sessions between each other, you know, and she talks about her dead boyfriend. That's one thing.
Yeah, I can totally get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You give a pass on that.
Of course, of course. Not on the first date.
6 months into the relationship, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's saying, but such and such, 5 years ago, such and such treated me this way.
Yeah, it's called natural selection. I'm here. All right. That was.
You didn't have any boyfriends between there?
Either. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're 5 years. That's a long time.
That's a really long time.
She wasn't single that whole time. And she had other.
That's what I'm
she
saying.
She was probably with other people that she kept saying this to, the dead. Exactly. And they're like, tired. You know.
Well, none of her relationships are working.
Yeah, he's great. You know why Van Gogh is great? Because he died. Okay.
Oh, man. I feel. Oh, so there was. Where is it at? Okay. So.
Sorry, we keep interrupting him.
No, that's fine. I'm trying to figure out where I was at.
He's interjecting him into their daily relationship.
Yes. So he got news for a promotion he's been trying for. And this guy he's a bit of a nervous, you know, anxious kind of guy.
Okay. A little neurotic.
A little neurotic. And he was freaking out with it before. And then after he got it, he was very happy. They celebrated. We started to talk about all the things we had planned for. In the middle of the conversation, he joked about being too anxious and he should have just chilled out. She responded by saying that her dead boyfriend had always been so calm and collected, very chill. You should just try and be more like him and shrug off everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm exactly the opposite. I'm an anxious person who worries a lot. I get you. She looked offended when I told her to stop talking about him. We sat there for a few minutes before she just went to bed. Feel like I'm being compared against somebody I will never match up to. Don't say that now, because then you won't. First of all,
he died.
He's
dead. Obviously, you're doing better than he did.
Yeah,
all right.
a lot better. I want to sort this out and have a productive conversation with her so that we can deal with this issue. How am I going to get help? Can I get help about going about that?
Oh, come on, dude. Come on. Yeah. All right.
You don't need to be
right.
asking.
Yeah, you just snap.
Too many red flags, bro.
Yep. Yeah, just end it. This is not a course you want to go down any further.
She's got baggage like she's moving to Europe or something. Like that is major baggage. She's gonna have to get past that before she can even think about it.
And since she's already projecting that on you, that will never stop.
Yeah.
Oh, and
even if.
And like I said, I joke about the dishwashing thing, but I'm sure it comes. You know, well, he always used to cook pork chops like this. You know,
and do this or that.
Like,
where does it stop?
He used
to have sex with me like. This.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So
does it stop?
She just so happened to be married to the most perfect guy in the world.
Oh, boyfriend.
Boyfriend. They weren't even married.
Yeah. Okay. She was like not even betrothed to the guy.
She was probably only with him for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And he died while they're together, and that's why it's a big deal.
She like met the guy on Tinder, and it just happened the best guy in the world ever. Yeah. Okay. And he just died tragically.
He cheated on her the whole time.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know. Like, it's just, it's like, come on.
Yeah. Imagine if you could have gotten into his locked phone.
Yeah. Imagine like when if you know, again, I don't know how long that their relationship lasted, but like what about when her parents pass away, or like she has a sibling pass away, or like a dog that she had for like 5 years, you know? And it's like, well, my dog will always do this, you know, you don't do that.
Looking at the other dog like, dog.
Sentiment, newspapers.
Yeah. Sentimentalism is overrated.
Yeah.
And you got someone with a severe case of it right here.
Yes.
And
you got to move past that.
Yes.
Big time. That's ridiculous. You can't be compared to somebody who's dead.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
That's ridiculous.
Unless it's like someone like important, like Gandhi or something.
Right.
You know? Like if I could, you know, you can, Gandhi's dead. You compare me to, I'll never live up to Gandhi.
Sure.
Okay. And I understand that.
Sure.
But like, Braxton. You know, who died 5 years ago? Like, I think, in a car accident. I think I can make you just as happy.
Okay? Right. Y'all had only had 3 dates.
Yeah. A car. He was like drunk.
you know, coming back from his mistress. And
this is filling all the blanks.
Exactly.
He like killed a family of five.
Okay, people are going to stop writing in questions. Yeah.
Hey, he wrote it. And he's thinking all these things. He's like, he was probably a piece of crap. You didn't date him long enough for him to reveal his true colors and get his back against any kind of wall, you know? And I don't know. I'd say leave. I'd say leave. That's an insurmountable obstacle.
Right? I was going to say, even if, let's go the opposite with that. Even if they were high school sweethearts and they've been together 7 years, she was 25 when she lost him. You know what I mean? Even at that point, if she's treating you this way about him now, it will never change.
She's not very adult.
Yes. You know? And if you're planning on spending your life with this person, can you imagine in 10 years married and then that real argument comes and then she's like, well, you're just not like my ex. You know, oh man, that ninja move on you.
Yep.
And it's going to be about her dead ex-boyfriend.
I wish I'd have had kids with my ex.
Yeah. I was going to marry him and be with him forever, but then he died.
Yeah. Okay. And then you came. You were available. Yeah.
All right. Second option. Yeah. Let's go.
You'll always be second option.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Let's go silver medal. Yeah.
But also, this guy, like, grow a backbone, man.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, this is something you're just going to have to lay the law down on.
Yeah.
Like, it's either you forget the dude or you keep your thoughts, you know, and you're laying down in bed or whatever before you go to sleep at night. You can think about him. I don't ever want to hear about him again.
Right.
You know,
I'm with you.
And that's pretty standard relationship material. There is a point maybe at the beginning of a relationship where you go through some of your past ones and then you shut up about it.
Yeah,
because,
that's true.
Maybe you hold on to those things from time to time, or you remember them from time to time, but you don't like rub them in your significant other's face.
For sure.
You know?
And I hate to bring it to the whole competition thing, but like you're a man, you know, you're a man. You can compete against all. We're always constantly competing about with exes on the other side, and stuff.
Absolutely.
And you're competing against a dead guy.
Yeah.
So like, you should be able to pull this victory out. I think like pretty easily. I think, you know. And so kind of stop, like, you know, you got to put your foot down on that.
Yeah.
You know,
big difference between you and him. You're alive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 6 feet of dirt.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what'd she do? She cremated him and. Went to the Alps or something and sprinkled them on there. Like if that happened, it's too late. It's too late. You need to leave. She's married to that pile of ashes pretty much in her mind.
True.
Yeah. Everything's going to be. And like, who knows? And it's very, I hate to say this, but it's very unattractive to be like jealous of an ex, especially a dead one.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to fester in your mind. Like if it starts to affect your like sex life and stuff like that.
And it will.
It will. It has to.
If you stay together.
If he was the most perfect guy, then, you know.
Until she moves, wants to and or does move past this on her own.
Right.
Whoever is in her personal life will be under this umbrella.
Right.
And then when she moves past it, she will find somebody and she won't treat them that way. You know what I mean? But you're not the guy. She will always treat you this way from here on out because why? You've allowed it to an extent.
Yeah. You've allowed it. It's like too late now.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe I you know, this beyond my talent, but if you could figure out some tactful way to talk to her and be like, look, obviously this guy meant a lot to you because he was a really good guy.
Right.
You know, I'm just going to assume he was a really good guy. He had some redeeming qualities and he passed away and now you're with me and you must see some of those redeeming qualities in me. So maybe I'm focusing on you. Maybe you can focus on me and I focus on this guy or, you know, hold on to what you can, but you don't have to rub it in my face. I feel naive even saying all this. Like
that's good advice.
No, that's great advice. That's solid. Best best advice we've given.
But my real advice is like, run. Okay.
Yeah,
it's weird. That's weird.
If you got to try and make it work, then do that. If you absolutely need to.
So if you drew this girl, who used to be with like the best guy in the world who then died, you know, dude, you can find somebody else.
Absolutely.
You can make somebody else happy that maybe you'll find somebody that is looking for that perfect, awesome guy or in their life.
Yeah.
And for what this chick maybe had at one point. Now you can but then she found those redeeming qualities in you, man, cut it and go provide those redeeming qualities to somebody else who will appreciate it.
But I think I'm more to lean that she's just seeking the attention with the dead boyfriend.
There's a bit of that. And like, how good was this guy really? Let me guess, he didn't watch porn. You know, oh, butt stuff never really occurred to him. Yeah, right. Shut up. Like that stuff. That's every guy. You know, that's every guy has that same
late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, that same lie. You know, and so
my worry is that this guy's anxiousness, maybe his neuroticism, is going to lead him to try to fill that guy's shoes.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a terrible mistake. All it's ever going to do is remind her more and more of this guy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you need to be a good guy, but you need to be like a different guy too.
Yeah.
And it's like, you be your own guy. Yeah. And not be that guy.
Right.
Because he's dead. He's gone forever. Yeah. And no one will ever be like that guy.
Right.
And nobody's ever going to be like you.
And it's not going to be Castaway. He's not going to show up 5 years later, like survives this miraculous event or something like that to come up to your door. He's dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they had a funeral for Tom Hanks in that movie, but still, he came back.
Yeah.
He came back. He survived.
Oh, I forgot what happened. Did she stick with him or did she have a new guy?
No, she remarried, and that's the end of that story.
Barf.
And he was he understood, though, right?
Yeah.
Still hate this one.
Yeah, it's a terrible ending.
If I was Tom Hanks, I'd be pissed. If I was her, I'd be cool. I'd understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just selfish. I understand that.
Right. And the new husband, he's just supposed to be like, okay, here's the keys to the castle. You know, not going to work like that. So,
I'm sorry. I'll.
my bad.
I'm in your way. If you don't mind, let me clean up this. That's you right now, by the way.
Yeah.
You're sounding like that guy who's just like, oh, sorry, let me clean up my. I got to, you know, honey, do you know where my keys are? Or, you know.
Does she like have a remembrance for him? Like he died August 13th.
Right, you know?
And it's so, like every year,
You
like, pull the Ouija board out and you like talk to him a little bit, you know, like, dude, if it's, I don't know, it's just weird already. I don't know. He's probably not even telling the full story how weird that is.
I was going to say,
Come home on August 13th. That's the day he died 5 years ago. And you come home and she's there like eating ice cream and sweatpants, like looking all sad.
Middle of pentagram.
Goodbye. You'd be happy on this day.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this day again.
Right.
Like marked on my calendar. Death day.
Yeah.
Of my ex-boyfriend when I was 17 or whatever it was.
Life is hopefully a long experience, too, and this, like, relationship that the writer does not mention how long the dead boyfriend and his current girlfriend were together, right? So
just the distance from the boyfriend's death is
5 years.
Yes. That's a long time, and they're like, not to get over it.
In their 30s area, you know, or approaching their 30s. I mean, they're still way too young to be holding on to things like that. It's like at this point, everybody needs to realize, maybe some terrible things happen, but you get over it.
I always wondered, I mean, because I see like there's people on Twitter who lost boyfriends, girlfriends early in like teenagers. You know what I mean? They were high school or college age. They were dating. They died tragically. And then they'll tweet about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or they'll Facebook post about it. And I always wondered like how difficult it would be for those people to get significant others again. When you know, because you follow them on social media, you know every June 14th or whatever date they died, they're going to post about it, how much they loved them, how much they miss them, how much they were the one and only, how much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And how do I compete against a dead guy?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, he's
so...
Absolutely. I like this. I feel like I should have just ignored her comments and rolled with it. My message and delivery were all wrong. I feel guilty about hurting her. I should have done a better job of being sensitive. Don't be a doormat, dude. There's nothing. That is a ridiculous way to feel. You do not need to cater to her. She needs to cater to you in this particular thing and understand that that's it's an insurmountable, like you can't achieve. Again, he dipped out. He died before he could be a bastard.
Yeah.
So you're left with all the good feelings and he died too young and all that. I get it. But like, there's nobody in the world who doesn't turn out to be bad at some point.
Yeah. Could you imagine being cuckolded by a dead guy?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She screams out his name.
Yeah.
There's that now.
Maybe we don't know. Maybe she was like, she was captured by the Taliban and the boyfriend, like Rambo 3 style, like went through the camp and like killed all the militants or whatever, rescued her, and then just like as he was leaving, he like stepped on a poisonous snake and it bit him and he died or something, you know. And
well, actually just lost the leg, but they didn't get it. They didn't take it quick enough. Yeah, and yeah. Then he got
staph infection. Or maybe went
months later.
He showed up and the person was holding the gun to her head and he kind of like just swapped places a little bit and said, you go. And then she just ran out of the tent, like running, and they heard the gunshot and
they swapped to hostage places.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that would be a little tough. Maybe we're not giving her enough credit. Maybe that's true. Saved her life in a situation like that. It'd be hard to ever like not. That's you know, true. I mean, hold on
did he
to
jump
that,
in front of a bear during a camping trip? Yeah. That would be rough.
Yeah. Oh, just call me his name tonight.
Yeah, that's this guy right now.
Maybe you should. Yeah. Maybe you should like grow feed a pair. This a little bit.
No. Grow a pair because that's going to be soon enough. You'll be like, I'll go by John. I'm John.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
What kind of job did he have? What was he good at? I'll learn guitar.
I'll dress up in his McGrease pants.
Yeah. I'll get disowned by my parents and be adopted by his parents.
Because that's the path now.
Yeah.
That's
you want to take her name, too.
I would like to know the circumstances of his death, though. Do we have names? Can we look it up?
No. It says an accident. Which could be anything. It could have been an AIDS accident.
Yeah. What do they call those?
AIDS was poured onto his head. And
what do they call those women that kill their husband, their boyfriends?
Black widows.
Maybe she's just a black widow. She murdered him.
And then also obsessed with him.
I just wish I could murder him again and again and again.
Yeah. Watch out, dude. Yeah. That's
but actually,
sure.
he still could. He could have stopped like a nuclear disaster. From happening, but then he got like a lethal dose of radiation.
Yeah,
and you know he like saved. He's a hero.
Yeah,
you know
I love it.
Is that maybe you'll never be as good as that guy?
Yeah, maybe he really was that. There's hospital wings that were donated by him.
Named after him.
Yeah. He went to children's fairs and gave books out and was just like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah,
huge rod.
In that case, just cut your losses.
Move on to somebody who dated a juggalo or something, and then. Yeah. Like you'll be good there. And you'll look a lot better.
Oh my goodness!
No, I don't like Faygo. Well, that's it. There's your advice, my friend. Dip out, dip set.
Yep, ditch her.
Ditch
it. Down the line.
Yeah, and not even ditch her. Just ditch the situation. You can be nice about it. You can be nice to say, listen, you got some baggage to work through. I'm too old to be dealing with this kind of thing. You know, I need to find my one.
You
my
deserve
one
to be with your dead boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you wouldn't even go, I'll never stack up to your, you know, the man. So I'm just, you know, from here. Even if you want to go that.
Yeah. Ooh, would be a way to like kind of turn it around on her too. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, at least with the throw that out there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, make yourself a capon. Walk out without any balls left.
Yeah,
you know, that's one way to do it. And she'd be like, "Yeah, you know what? You won't.
Yeah,
you won't.
Peace out.
Peace. Goodbye.
Yeah,
you know." And then that's her her dead boyfriend.
Smashes on.
Yeah. The batteries ran out. There. No. Yeah. Can't change them. Had to lay him to rest.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, good episode, y'all. And we're going to keep you updated on everything that we're trying to do here with the Regrettable. This August is coming up all Regrettable. So
go buy tickets now. I think there are less tickets than half.
Yeah.
Than the original. So they're selling out quickly. So what was it? Broken Tiki's?
BrokenTiki.com. Or you could go to Facebook page and all that.
This is really turning into a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were doing this until 10:30 last night. Yeah. We got to do it again. We did it to Ted today, Friday, a bunch of times next week, boat on one point. And
I know, right?
You got to hustle, man.
Yeah,
I know. You got to hustle.
Yeah.
You got to put in that work. Yep. Get no reward. No. Let's go for it. All right. Well, that's about it. Thanks to Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown DeQueen. Thanks to Mountain Fork Brewery and Hochtown Distilling Company, all sponsors of this great podcast. Thanks to the Tiki Boat for allowing us to get on there and do a nice live podcast. It's going to be very fun. So we'll join y'all. You'll join us next week is how it rolls. And thanks so much. You guys have a good one.
Peace.